Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Cronk and the Bro.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody, whoever's listening, whoever's watching us.
This is the inaugural podcast.
It's the OG original.
The OG. This is the Cronk Young Alliance.
Cronk and the Bro, yep.
Cronk and the Bro podcast.
Yes, yes.
Welcome.
Yeah, and we're happy to have you guys here. I'm glad you're listening. We're going to solve all the world's problems. We're going to do it in a cool and hopefully really funny way. And that's it. And then we're going to help everybody else out with our...
By providing comedic relief.
Yes, comedic relief.
About the world's most ridiculous stories.
Yes, yes. Yep. It has to be done. It has to be done.
And we will be bringing the unique male and female perspective.
Right.
Right.
And also my crazy perspectives as well, which, you know, the audience will learn.
Right.
But it's... I have pretty awesome perspectives, I feel, so... So
right.
We'll see.
Yes. It's all in the power of the fro.
Right? Yeah, the fro, that's
like
right.
The
okay.
Longer the hair. There actually are people who think that, like, I think it's Native Americans. I have to check. Like, the longer your hair, the more wise you are. So I'm really wise because my
hair's
almost
right. I don't think it's working for me because I'll show the audience who people are watching.
Yep. Get ready for the static.
I mean, if that thing was true about hair and being wise, I should be in fucking Ivy Leagues right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
It's not happening for me. Sorry.
Like, we started at, like, a crazy scientist, and now we're at Marv from Home Alone. And I do just sort of wonder where we'll get before this quarantine is over.
Shit, I don't know. We'll see what happens. It's going to be ugly. It's ugly now already, so it's... I mean... We'll see how bad it gets, so.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yep. But for the people watching at home, I won't make you suffer through
that.
You
won't subject them.
No.
Just me.
I'm gonna
just subject me.
Just you. Right. I'll put the hat back on. Hold on.
Yeah. See how it is.
Yep.
I have offered to cut it for what it's worth, but decline. Decline.
Yeah, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready.
You're not ready to let it go?
Hmm. Not yet. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. But.
See how long it goes.
Yep. All right. So, you know, taking trips with the car, doing whatever, grocery runs, things like that, and, you know, want to start teeing off on people and society on driving etiquette.
Mm. Yes. We spend a lot of time in the car.
Yep.
You know?
A lot, I'm sure.
Visiting family in New Hampshire for you, here in New York for me. We spend a lot of hours in the car. And... There's just, I feel like we've devolved with driving.
Mm.
People are just absolutely crazy
and
out there.
The phones are definitely part of it, but
mm-hmm.
but people still do other things when they drive. That's so crazy. And, you know, I do messy things while I drive, but I don't do, like, dangerous things while I drive, you know?
Mm. So I think I've grown out of my dangerous things while driving.
Yeah.
I definitely, like... Started pretty risky back
yeah.
in the day.
Were you doing makeup in the car?
Actually, what I was doing in the car was not makeup, the story I'm thinking of. So I was driving to school,
okay.
Junior year, you know, just got my license, just got a car, and I'm driving with Elena, my best friend from high school, and there's traffic, and I didn't finish all my homework. So I was copying her notes. Well, I was driving. I was, you know, we were stuck in traffic. It was very slow going. So I had, you know, I was looking up, but slowly she was dictating them. I was just, you know, because they had to be in your own handwriting. Otherwise,
yeah.
The teacher would know if she copied the notes for me.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I did get into a little fender bender. And sure enough, who walks out of the car in front of me is a nun. I rear-ended a nun.
That's an amazing sentence. Can we pause? Let's push pause for a second. Not many people can say that they rear-ended a nun. That's amazing.
I rear-ended
amazing.
A nun.
That's awesome.
And I was going... I went to Catholic school at the time, you know, and I don't think...
Oh, that well, that's perfect. I mean, if you're going to get rear-ended by
God
somebody...
God telling me,
yeah.
Stop doing these ridiculous things while driving. So luckily,
yeah.
There was no damage. I've actually... Never told my parents about it. They don't. she
oh my god was, they didn't know they so wait know. What happened to the car?
Nothing happened to the I guess I shouldn't call it a fender bender because I actually didn't nothing happened to the car. Like, her car was fine. There was no mark on
you
it.
You dodged no a huge I bullet.
Dodged the biggest oh bullet. Could god. You imagine what my father would have done? He would have killed me. I like just got my license like 6 months ago. And a nun? Hmm. Oh my god. Forget it. I mean, thank you, Jesus.
Baby, you better.
Jesus.
And God, yeah. In Jerusalem. Oh my god.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough. Yeah.
That's all that's
you
awesome.
Never heard that story,
right? I never heard that story. That's amazing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's pretty amazing. I've dodged bullets too, but that's pretty good early on. So it's not makeup. The story I was getting after was, I'm driving. This was maybe like 5-6 years ago. Maybe I was driving, and not to pick on the ladies, but I'm gonna have to.
Patrick.
I'm gonna have to pick on the ladies here. At least this one chick,
okay.
Who thought she was like, you know, queen of the road, whatever she wants to call herself or think of herself. She was like, you gals do like the eyelashes and shit. You have like the little.
It's called mascara.
Specifically on the eyelashes, mascara.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That is all right. What mascara
so,
is.
So I'm assuming that's what she was doing. She was doing the mascara business on her eyelashes.
Okay.
Now, meanwhile, I saw her head and she wasn't, she was going slow. I was like, what is this person doing? And then I got to the side of her and I found out what she was doing with the mascara. She was like, she had one eye squinting, like, you know, because she's kind of like, she's doing the eye that's like has the eyelash. And one eye is focused on the rearview mirror or whatever mirror she was going on.
Pretending to pay attention to the road.
Like, there's no way this biatch was looking at the road. It's impossible.
Yeah.
There's no way.
You don't want to, like, do eye things. I will say I have done mascara at red lights before, or like blush. You know, but when is the red light?
Red lights are fine. If you can knock out
highway mascara, no, you have to be a passenger for that.
Well, the highway, oh man, the highway is worse. But I mean, I don't know what's worse, but doing that on the highway, doing it in the streets, because at least this was like at stoplights and stuff. So there are gaps, but if it's a red light, I'm a multitasker. I'll try to knock some stuff out, change the song, whatever, during a red light. But mascara?
No. No,
while driving,
not your eyeballs.
There's no way you can
not
see
your eyeballs,
right? Because I don't know.
I've also seen nail polish while driving, like people painting their toe is on like the toe. Vent,
I've heard about
and
that.
And they're painting their toes whilst driving. Now that's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at least your foot's like ahead of you. Maybe if you can kind of see the road,
you
if you're like your foot's
one
like
foot down, that's supposed to be doing the important stuff, like the gas. And the
well,
brake.
As long as one's going side to side, yeah.
So you condone the foot, the pedicure while driving?
I mean, it depends. My ethics only lie in how flexible you are. Like, if you
oh
can put your foot,
God.
If you can put your foot like in front, like
but
basically
you
press your foot
have
up against
your
the window,
foot and you also have your hand that's doing it, like in the line, because you don't want
actually,
nail polish
yeah,
all
shit.
Over your toes. And then you're driving and you're looking, and then your foot is also on the gas. Or the
you
brake.
Know what?
Like,
you know
come
what?
On, something is gonna
yeah.
fail.
You know,
a think- ball is gonna drop. That's all I'm saying. There's just no way you can
thinking
do all
about this
well.
Now, there's no fucking way
no.
that I could. I'm not even
there's
that
no.
flexible. I don't even want. I'm like talking about like putting my leg up here and like stretching. I couldn't do it.
I mean, maybe if the person in your passenger seat was a manicurist, like they could be doing your toes or
oh,
your hand.
That would be sweet. Just like
you
have
know?
Your hand
then,
out
like,
and just like one person's doing it. Yeah.
You can just put your hand on the vent, right? Like it would.
You just invented a business.
Oh my god! Especially in this like post COVID-19 world, like. You get a piece of plexiglass and you like put your foot through it, put your hand through it.
Just like
you
stick
won,
your foot through
it. And then
yeah.
maybe like a second manicurist in the back seat. You know, so no one is, you're not.
Mm. You get those like taxi cab dividers. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. But for a manicure and a pedicure.
Okay.
I think it's a good business.
Okay.
It'll be a long time till spas come back.
Yeah.
So.
Shit. Well, if you got like a long drive and I don't know, I guess you could just do laps and just bring your manicurist. What the fuck are they called? Manicurist, pedicurist. What is it? What is it even called?
Well, manicure is for your hand, pedicure is for your foot.
Oh, that's right. Feet. Okay.
I mean, I think there are broader terms, like, you know, skincare specialists or estheticians, but I don't know what you would call
spa people.
I don't know what you call the nail salon people. Like,
they don't have names. They don't have like titles.
Well, I'm sure they have a title, but they usually have a cosmetology license, where they are also certified to like do your eyebrows,
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know.
If cosmetologist. Okay.
I think it's a cosmetology license where they can do a lot of different
things. That's so funny. They don't have like a title. Because it's like, what do you do? It's like, well, I do nails. I do, you know, it's like.
You could say you're a manicurist.
Okay. But then manicurist, yeah.
That only refers to your hands. What about the pet? I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can do feet and hands, you gotta brag about that.
I know. Now, the big question is, have you ever gotten your nails done?
No.
Never?
No.
You never got, like, dragged in with your mom or your aunts or your cousins?
No, like, my mom did fragrance stuff back in the day, and I went, I got a facial? I think I had a facial.
You got a facial?
I think so. Because she was, like, a chemist. It was pretty cool.
It's amazing, right?
But I think I did it when I was like 13, 14. I don't know. I remember like bits and pieces of it. But my mom was like a chemist, so she would make like cosmetic stuff. But yeah, that was, I have technically gotten a facial.
Wow. Getting a facial is amazing.
And it was actually at this institute.
Not as amazing as getting a massage. I think massage for you would still be number one.
Yeah, massage definitely. Yeah. All right. So we've laid down some okays with driving, I guess.
Yes. About how often do you give the finger while driving? Like, what percentage of the time do you think?
I would say, I'm pretty, especially now that I'm driving in New York, I'm pretty loose with it. I would say, when I'm angry, probably 100% of the time I give the finger. So I'd probably say about like 10-15% of the time I drive, I'm giving somebody the finger.
Mm.
At least 10% of the times I drive, yeah.
Mm.
Yep. And make sure they see it. Whatever angle they're at. They're at the side. And
do you, like,
and
hold
I feel,
it for, like, 10 seconds to make sure they see it?
Oh, you know, like, when I'll hold it is when they pull up beside you and they, like, you can feel them, you know, you feel them looking
you
at you.
See the eyes
you're just, and I'm just like,
in.
Oh, man, like, I do want to yell, but I'm like, I'm just going to do this. I'm just going to hold this up. And
yeah.
Then you're going to get upset and I'm not going to look at you and talk. I'm only going to acknowledge you with the middle finger.
Do you do, like, the honk middle finger? Because that's also quite effective. Like,
I honk, which I've been doing a lot lately, and I don't know, maybe the viewers out there will agree that people waiting to go at the green light has gotten worse. It has become awful. And
very impatient.
Now that, which begs the question, like, when, like, how much time goes by before you honk? How much time would you say?
I would say, I'm at the wheel, I see the light has turned green, you wait a second, you like sort of glare at the person, and then if they still haven't gone, so I would say like two glances, so like 4 seconds. For
okay.
me, it's more of a rhythm thing as opposed to like a one Mississippi, two Mississippi. What about you?
1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm honking at 3. I'm pretty impatient. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 1, 2, yeah, somewhere between 3 or 4 seconds.
I mean, some,
because
yeah.
most of the time it's the person behind you that's honking first. Before you, if there's a line of cars, it's usually not the second car that's honking. It's the person that's in the fifth that does not want to sit through that light again.
I think I'm guilty of being I'm a quick honker. I have to say I'm an early honker because usually if I'm at the light, I'm you know, I think three
it's
maybe
so
five
interesting
seconds.
Interesting to me because you've only been a New Yorker for 10 years. That's a very New York characteristic, is the honk at the green light.
God, I know.
Early honk.
That's what happens.
It's the osmosis has happened.
Shit. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
The New York road rage has already marinated.
But once I get out of the city limits, I'm like, oh, this is so much nice. I become such a nicer person when I leave the city limits when I'm driving. It's incredible. Just like, what I'm like, oh, good, I'm out of the, you know, once you get out of the Bronx or Staten Island, you're driving whatever direction you're going in, you're just like, oh, it's it.
Yeah. Like,
your guard's not up as
town,
much.
The reason people are honking is because they're saying hi. But not
oh
here.
Yeah, big
definitely
time. If
here.
You know somebody, hey, but you know, like, but I'm pretty fucking impatient now, at least in the city. Well, because the other thing is, to your point, I know the guy behind me, he's gonna honk in 2 seconds
he's
if I don't.
He's gonna honk before you.
So I want to be the guy that's like, hey, you know what? I did my best. Like, you know, don't honk at me. Like, get out of here. You know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Every man for themselves.
Yep. Yeah. So. The eating, of course, is good, which makes it difficult when you go on a road trip.
You and I have pushed the limits to what we eat in the car.
I think we're trendsetters, to be perfectly honest. I think eventually
but
people
are
going to...
we need to go down the list of all the amazing things we've eaten in the car. Like, we definitely push the boundaries. for what we eat.
Yeah, I think so, but I think we've done it responsibly.
The most ridiculous things we've eaten? I mean, we've eaten a full Sicilian pie.
That was good, though, yeah.
It's delicious because you love pizza. I'm feeding you slice by slice. It's very modest.
I think
it's
we have a good...
Like you're eating several slices at a time.
It's a good system. I think we have an ethical driving system with eating.
I don't know if it's ethical.
It's completely ethical.
It's delicious. It's absolutely delicious because we always like to have like road food.
Road food for road trips. Yeah, exactly. We're driving wherever we're going. I think it's... The key is, as long as the driver's staring and it's not like a finger food. Like we did sushi one time, but we were good about it because you would dunk it.
Dunk, and then you would. I would bring the plastic tray.
And then that was that's ethical. We did it the right way.
Not ethical. I don't think it's ethical.
It was like classy. It was nice. I mean, like the nice.
It actually was a very classy car dinner because would you like the tuna roll or the California roll?
That was good.
We had some delicious.
But pizza's good because that's, I mean, at least like,
well,
as long as it's in your
you
hand.
Because you love pizza.
Well, obviously I love pizza. Yes. And those of you don't know me, obviously, but most people like pizza.
Pizza lover.
But
right here.
Yes. Guilty. But guilty. At least as long as like, I'm not turning and like looking over and being like, oh, hey, what's going on? You know, like what can I, if I'm like wrestling, ripping slices apart while I'm driving, like that's not good. As long as the person next to you is doing the rip and handing to you, then it works.
Yourself driven somewhere by yourself with like a box of pizza in the car?
I don't think so.
You've never done that?
I mean mm-hmm. I've hold on
guilty look.
Hold
guilty
on
look. When have I
wait a second
when have you done it, not if you've done it, because you by that look you have done it.
Well, hold on, because you're partially right but your accusation is misguided. Your accusation is misguided.
Why is my accusation misguided?
Well, of course I've driven with pizza in the car. Why, you ask? I delivered pizza in high school and college. That was my job. So, of course, I've driven with pizza in the car. But okay. I would never dive into the customer's pizza.
No. That's not what driving. I'm asking. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking if you've driven somewhere by yourself and you got like 4 slices to go and you're tearing them off as you're driving.
I can't say for sure. I will neither confirm nor deny. I cannot confirm nor deny if I've done that.
I will plead the fifth.
Genuinely, my recollection, I don't recollect ever doing that.
Okay, that's not so bad. Usually, I'm like passing you a slice at a time.
Yeah, see, that's nice. It's classy. That's yeah, exactly. Classy. It's ethical as long as the driver's staring forward. So,
yes.
You know, because I don't want to be the dickhead that's like leaning over. Grabbing stuff.
No.
There's no way.
You can't. What have we done any other ridiculous meals?
No, because anything else would be tough. I mean, we've done sandwiches. We've done deli sandwiches. Oh, yeah. But burgers, but like you can't do a steak.
Have you done a burger in the car? That's a messy car operation.
Oh, everyone's done burger in a car, I would think. McDonald's, Burger King, everyone's done burger in the car.
Well, no, I was thinking more of a non-fast food burger in the car.
Oh, I'm sure I have. I'm sure I have, yeah.
Yeah, usually fork and knife items, not so good.
Yeah, like you can't do a steak in the car. That's just not, you gotta slice it up and now you're like shaking and shit, you know? It's like, it's messy.
No, you'd have to like, you know, caveman it and literally just take the steak in your hands.
Now, if the steak was cut up beforehand, I might try this shit. I'm going to try this shit one time.
Is that ever an option? Like, you order a steak and you order
it? Well, no, like, what I would do... Well, I don't know. Maybe one restaurant would do it for you if you ask. And then I would tip generously if they did that. But...
For car steak.
Yeah, car steak. See? That would be sick. One day I'm going to try that.
Like, little steak in a cup? So you can take out, like,
a
slice
cup.
Of steak?
Some medium
so
rare
almost
shit.
Almost like it's like a french fry, but it's slices of steak. Like, thin... slices of steak.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, we're solving everyone's problems. We're coming up with new ideas. You just came up with steak in a cup. That's amazing. Off the spot. Okay?
I don't even eat steak. Like, that's the thing.
I know.
The thing.
This is good.
This is how I'm looking out for you.
You are. You're helping me. You're helping everybody else out in the world now, because now we know. Just because it's like, look, almost like instead of grapes, you have little steak cubes. You know,
yeah,
you cut it up beforehand.
Cubes. I think the cubes are harder because there's going to be more pieces. I think... Like a french fry, you'd have like thin, long strips of steak that you could just like dangle into your mouth.
And then it's finger food. It's no longer fork and knife food. Then it's no, then it's ethical
it's pre-cut. Driving.
It's pre-cut. That's the key.
It's pre-cut.
Shit.
I know. Or maybe, if we're even getting crazy, it's wrapped in a potato.
Wrapped in a potato.
And so it's like a steak.
Wait, what?
It's like a steak and fries combined.
That's, yeah. That sounds good. I'm just trying to visualize it.
I know. We'll have to try it out.
But okay.
At the very least,
everyone, you're welcome.
Steak fries.
Steak in a cup while on a long road trip. Get a steak from somewhere. I go medium rare. I go medium, medium rare. Douse it in A1. Cut it up in little pieces. Put it in a cup. And you're welcome. That's it.
You're
steak
welcome.
In a cup.
From one vegetarian to a carnivore.
I know.
You're welcome.
I know. Well, you know what? You know what that is. That's your old carnivore coming out.
No.
They want you back.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You always do this. You're like, do you think you'll go
you'll
back
convert
to
back.
Eating
you'll,
meat?
You'll
I'm
convert.
Not converting back. I'm like 11 years in at this point. I'm not converting.
You're on hiatus. You're on hiatus as a meat eater. You'll be back.
I'm not.
You know what? Steak in a cup will bring you out of retirement.
Absolutely. I am always looking out for you and the delicious things that you like to eat. So that's why.
I appreciate that.
That's where that comes from. That's not a carnivore coming out of hibernation.
You'll be back. It's okay. That's okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, fine. But that does bring us to our first game.
Yes. Yep. This is a segment we're going to do. You'll see it regularly on our show.
3 out of 5.
This is how it's going to work. We have 5 things. We'll have a specific topic, and then we pick 5 things. And we either have to choose 3 things or get rid of 3 things. I think for this one, we have to choose 3 out of 5 that we want to keep.
Okay.
For this particular category.
And we're going to stick to our... You're going to do dinner foods, and I'm going to do dessert foods, correct?
Yeah, you're doing dessert. Okay, good. I'm dinner, you're dessert. Okay.
Okay, so what are your top 5, Patrick?
So here's the top 5. We got lasagna. We got pizza, obviously.
Shocker.
We got chicken wings, steak, and burgers. So this is obviously burgers, cheeseburgers. Those are my 5, like, dinner foods.
Wow.
Entree foods. I may be disrespecting other foods that I love, so we'll bring them back for another game perhaps going forward.
Wow.
So basically, out of lasagna, pizza, burgers, chicken wings, and steaks, what am I going to keep? Well, of course, I'm keeping pizza. Duh.
Okay.
God.
Now,
I gotta keep.
Is this for life or for a year?
This is for life.
This is
for life. You can only keep 3 out of 5 of these of your favorites for life. So you gotta chop 2. Pizza, obviously. Lasagna. I gotta keep lasagna. Which brings me, I gotta make a sacrifice. Only one of these 3 will make it. Steak, chicken wings, or burgers.
What form?
That's tough.
Of meat will stay.
So. I think, unfortunately, chicken wings is out.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I love chicken wings.
On the list.
Well, chicken wings is good. I mean, you know, chicken wings are everywhere. They can get them at Hooters. You get them at Chinese place. You know, just...
You've been to Hooters
last. I don't know, but years ago.
Not like
but
Buffalo
maybe before
Wild
a game.
Wings?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings, wherever.
No, Hooters.
Well, yeah.
Guilty.
Shit. Man, I think chicken wings, and I think steaks are going to get sacrificed today. Mm. So out of my five, I got to keep burgers. You got to keep burgers.
Yeah, I think it's the form of red meat that you eat the most.
Yep. And I, you know, it's tough. This is a tough category, but I think that's got to be the 3 I would save.
Yeah.
So chicken wings and...
Done.
Chicken wings and steak, even though we just came up with it.
We just came up with steak
fuck,
in a cup.
What am I doing? What am I doing? I ruined it. I just ruined the whole steak in a cup. Man.
Luckily,
but yeah.
It's only pretend.
That's true. God, that would be such a messed up scenario.
I know. Well, you've made my task pretty easy because I'm not going to choose any of the meat items. So I would obviously choose pizza. And yeah. It would have to be a vegetarian lasagna. So I'm only keeping two.
You're getting rid of... Oh, man. All right.
I'm getting rid of all the meats.
For now. When you come back, you'll eat it. You'll eat the chicken. You'll eat the burgers.
Yeah, I'm not. Get over it.
We'll convert you back. We'll do it.
Get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with that. Now I have my dessert list.
Dessert after dinner. That's perfect. Go ahead.
Very important list. Now, this is like things you would give up for life, like we said. Mm-hmm. So I would say my list would be dark chocolate. It would be chocolate chip cookies. It would be rainbow cookies, the tricolor cookies you get at the bakery. A vanilla cupcake with chocolate icing, chocolate ganache icing. And then finally would be apple pie a la mode.
Wow, Kronk. You got very specific. This is good. You're off to a good start. I like how specific you got.
Very specific. So, for me, dark chocolate is on the list. There's a reason it was first named. Staying.
Dark chocolate stays?
Dark chocolate stays, for sure. Rainbow cookies also stay. Because it's a fruit and chocolate in a dessert. So, you have some combo there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. I forgot it was fruit.
I mean, it's jam, but, you know.
It's just like jam. Okay, yeah.
Now, the big issue I'm having is choosing a third chocolate item or a fruit item. I think it's got to be chocolate chip cookies.
I would have been up in arms if you sacrificed chocolate chip cookies. I would have been
mostly because you want to eat them.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think out of that list, out of your list, I would rank chocolate chip cookies above just dark chocolate. I don't know. Sounds dark chocolate. I mean, hey, whatever. If you like it, you like it. Chocolate chip cookies, it's like, give me your, you know, it's like.
Okay, so what?
That's like my pizza. Your category? Yeah, no. Your cookies for me is my pizza, basically. And you're fine, at least.
What is your top?
So you said cookies. I'm not into rainbow cookies. I feel like I would already.
That's an easy one for you.
Yeah, brush that out of here. Yeah. Rainbow cookies, they're okay. I've had one before. They're okay, but they're easily sacrificed. Apple pie stays. There's no way I get rid of that.
It was a hard sacrifice.
You got rid of apple pie.
I did get rid of apple pie. But I kept chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, okay. You get like a C+. That's fine.
Wow.
You like dark chocolate over apple pie with a la mode?
They're different. One is chocolatey, one is fruity.
I mean, whatever. You know, whatever. However you sleep at night with that. I don't get it, but hey. But chocolate chip cookies for sure. Apple pie with a little vanilla, a scoop of vanilla.
Vanilla bean.
Vanilla bean. You're regretting your decisions already.
I'm not regretting my decision. I'm not. Right. Warm chocolate chip cookie, fresh out of the oven, gigantic. No, I'm not regretting my decision.
Yeah. So then apple pie.
What's your third, Patrick?
Vanilla. Oh, I forgot your other parts. What were the other ones again?
Vanilla cupcake with chocolate ganache.
Oh, that's right.
Well,
chocolate ganache. See, you've already. That might already be number three. Go ahead, keep going.
Well, I think you dissed the other two things because
dark chocolate gets sacrificed. Rainbow gets sacrificed.
Yeah. So I think.
Oh, sorry, I did it already.
You did it.
Oh, nice.
Vanilla cupcake.
Done. Just like that.
Done.
I don't agree with your rankings, but it is what it is.
Well, to each their own, then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right then.
Right.
So, we solved some problems. We got dinner and dessert solved for everybody.
Did.
At least for the big names. So, yeah. Everyone, you're welcome. You know?
I think next time we should introduce our creations. We should have the creations segment.
Oh, our crazy foods that we've come.
Because we have had some pretty good ideas. So, next time we'll dive into the crazy
foods. Come up with. Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
One of these days we'll have to get around to making it because
we're gonna need a restaurant at some point.
Oh yeah, that's a great game to play, pretending that we have a restaurant.
Yeah, like what the menu would be.
We would kill it.
And we wouldn't.
Steak in a cup would go on.
Steak in a cup.
First.
That's one. I can't believe that.
I know.
That's brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, it reminds me of like food trucks. In summer, And now we're getting to Memorial Day. We're here. We're Memorial Day weekend. And now the beaches are starting to reopen.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of controversy because I've heard from the Long Island people, of the people we know in Long Island. And those are...
The people of Long Island.
The people of Long Island.
Oh, man.
I have to say it like that. Long Island.
Long Island.
That they're only going to let residents on the beach.
Oh, man.
That would suck.
It's messed up. Yeah.
I mean, look. Safety first. Health first. Keep everybody safe. But we really like the beach.
We have to go to the beach. Okay. I have to go to the beach.
I mean, we're just two city kids trying to get out of the city in the summertime.
Man, you're right. Okay, let's go to the beach. I mean, I get why they don't want people going to the beach in Coney Island because, you know, you can grow a third arm swimming in the, you know, in the river. I understand that.
Right. Of course. But, well, and they don't want all the, you know, NYU snobs just taking the LIRR to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And then they're just going to stay there all summer.
Those little shits, you know?
Such a little shit with their fancy beach rentals.
No, I can't talk shit because I would do the same thing in their position. That's true. I would.
Of course.
We can still talk shit to them. It's okay. They'll be fine. They're going to do just fine.
They'll be fine. They have a trust fund.
Man. Yeah, we need the beach. And because it's like... That's when people really, you find out how cool people are at the beach. That's when you really find out, you know, are people chill? Do people bring like all the good stuff? Are you one of those people that like will hook it up and bring like extra beers, extra food, snacks?
Well, I take it a step further and I bring custom cocktails to the beach. So that's sick. By not going to the beach, we don't get to have those custom cocktails. I mean, we can have them at home, but they're way better when you're like looking out onto the ocean.
Yeah.
You know, blueberry lemonade.
Shit,
freshly
that's good.
Muddled blueberries, freshly made lemonade. Like, we don't mess around.
And just beer too. Just having a beer on the beach too is awesome.
Yep, the Montauks.
Yeah, those are good.
Montauk watermelon, those are good.
Those are very good. Yeah.
Well, I think the only solution is to become BFFs with some Long Island people who have those beach passes.
That's the way to do it. Beach passes. And I mean, until we're in position to buy something out there on the water, I mean, you know,
soon.
You know, and if we have to bribe some city officials to open up the beaches, then so be it, you know. Gotta have my beach.
What
time.
About Long Beach Island? We need Long to Beach have Island. We need to have people
the whole tri-state area
on at Jersey and Long Island.
See, this is the problem with me not being a billionaire, because if I was a billionaire, you know what I'd be doing right now? I'd be bribing all the governors across the country, saving the beaches for everybody, okay? I would do that.
Like, we can
for
social
everybody.
Distance, but just let people on the beach. Create those little circles like we saw that park in Brooklyn. They have little circles everywhere.
Yeah, that was weird.
Well, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes so we can get on that beach.
No, you got those circles. I mean, what do you, you know, it's like, what is this, a game of basketball? I have to box people out and just, like, make sure no one comes in the paint. Like, I don't get, you know, the circles were a little ridiculous. I mean, I guess I respect
it. Well, it's not
going
to work for people, which, like, you do. You go to the beach with people that you don't live in the same household with. So that doesn't help that scenario.
Mm.
Because usually you, like, sit in a semicircle. But you can just eyeball it.
I guess, yeah. The circles are, I mean, I guess,
you
know, I guess if it helps.
Like the circles. Too much? Too controlling for you?
Well, no, it's just like weird. It's like, what, well, you know, I don't know. It's just like I saw a picture of it on the news and I'm like, this is weird. These are circles. Like, these people should just, you should just know. I mean, I guess if it helps people out, whatever, so be it.
Yeah.
So be
just
it.
Just eyeball it.
You know, but yeah, we gotta go to the beach. The beach has got to be open. You know, I'm not a violent person, but I'll stop there.
We will not be taking any further action. Whatever the rules are, we'll figure it out.
And had I done something, I would neither confirm it nor deny it. So
no.
It doesn't really matter either way.
Same with pizza in the car.
But
no.
I will
not confirm or deny.
I will grease up some governors if I have to let them open the beaches up.
No.
Slip it in there. Here you go, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. You know, can we get some 10 p.m. beach time too. Some extra lifeguards for this weekend. You know, oh, whatever, whatever it takes. I'll grease them all up. I don't care. Extra for everybody. Do that for everyone.
We don't need the lifeguards to be there. They can go home at their normal time. We just stay. We always do our sunset swim anyway.
That's true.
Dusk.
That's true.
No, dusk swim. We don't swim after it's gotten dark out.
Well, you get freaked out. I like to.
But... No. I like going like right as the sun is setting because it's beautiful. But then once it gets dark, you got to get out.
Yeah.
Don't push the limits.
I do sometimes, but it's not. At least I don't go deep.
No, it's very nice, deep. But you never know what will happen. Can't take the risk.
This is true. We need the beaches. There's no. I won't stand for it.
No.
I won't stand
call
for it.
Call shenanigans on this whole thing.
I've never like protested. I've been gone to one ever in my life.
I would be.
This would be when. This would be when I would go. Yeah. I think so. For
you're
beaches.
Not a violent person.
Yeah, I would. I would. All right. Well,
I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, we're going off the rails at the end, so it's a good got to walk out on top. Walk at the sunset of the beach. There you go. See that? That's
the
how we end it.
Of the sun setting at the beach.
Yes.
And us swimming until the sun sets.
Mm-hmm. While eating steak out of a cup.
Mm.
That's key.
For me, it would be like slices of chocolate chip cookies, also in fry form.
Okay, good.
Cookies in a cup.
All right, okay. That I accept
chocolate
that.
Chocolate chip cookie french fries.
Until you get converted back to a meat eater, yes.
No, I'll
accept that.
My chocolate chip cookies
All right. All right. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening
and thank you for watching.
Thank
you for listening to the first annual podcast, Kronk and the Bro.
That's right. Kronk and the Bro. Obviously, this is Sarah Kronk. I am your bro, Patrick Young. And we love you all very much. Thanks for listening and watching.
Kronk and the Bro is produced in partnership by House of Kronk and Young Hall. This episode is edited and mixed by Sarah Kronk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and follow us on social media at Kronk and the Bro. Thanks for listening.